because what I've done is just collected information from only the annual general meeting minutes. And so you will find big gaps of information which will later on be added to this as I continue to make a comprehensive historical document on PowerPoint for the church. So we are now in the 41st anniversary of Disciples Community Church as we continue looking at these slides and gathering information of what God has taken us through over the years. Don't worry about what is missing. You can tell me those bits of information later so that I can collate it. But think of what a rich background and some of it is heritage God has given us and a legacy in DCC. So we're trying to keep in step with God's doings at DCC. Milestones. As I've said, not every DCC milestone is listed here, and it'll be updated with additional milestones later. So even though we started in 1978, and there were things happening even before 1978, October the 15th, our first annual general meeting was held, of which we have minutes, on the 10th of March, 1985. And one of the first decisions we made at that meeting was not to appoint a pastor, not to have a pastor, not to nominate anyone as a pastor, but to have four elders. And those four elders were Raju Thomas, Ron Larson, myself, and Vivek Habel. And immediately, at the first general body meeting, a decision was made that Raju Thomas's wife, Lena Thomas, would coordinate the ladies' meeting, and twice a month, as well as every Friday prayer meeting, twice during those Friday night prayer meetings, there would be breaking of bread. And our worship service was in those days decided to be from 9:30 to 11:30. And you can see as far back as 1985, we appointed Francis D'Souza as our chartered accountant. A first standing committee, which is equivalent to the executive committee or trustees of DCC, was appointed, and Prakash Lal was the chairman, Ron Larson the vice chairman, and Sammy Itamere, a Kenyan, was the secretary, who was studying in Pune at that time. And deacons and deaconesses were appointed as follows: Prakash Lal, Hansraj and Kathy Jain, a couple, and Ashok Charles, as well as Sammy Itamere. Now the second AGM was held the very next year, again in March, and you can see that every year we selected, as far back as the 80s, we decided we're not having elections, we're having selection of executive committee, and these were the Itamere's name should not be there as treasurer, but you will notice that Muriel Larson was added as a deaconess, and I was supposed to train Ashok Charles and Samuel Manuel as future treasurers. So I was interim treasurer. Ron Larson was to train the musical team. As far back as then, we had problem with musicians in DCC. Either the voices were all different from the instruments, or the instruments didn't keep up with the voices. You can decide what the problem was. And we also instituted the couples meeting. And INSTEP was begun way back then, early in the years of DCC. And Lily was an AFMCite. Malek was from Africa. Essa from Finland. And Vineet Pereira, who's now in the United States, was a first scholar in the University of Pune in her postgraduate studies. Evening service was begun with Ashok Charles coordinating it. Then we jumped a year and went into our fourth AGM. Again, it was in March, and I withdrew from being a trustee or a committee member. I trained someone else to take my place as treasurer. Evangelism in children's ministry was begun in 1988, and straight away, within 10 years of our meeting together, there was a controversy on the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. And if you look at your membership policy papers and read those statements on baptism of the Holy Spirit and the fullness of the Holy Spirit, it was that statement was adopted in that year. And so we moved to our next AGM, and I presented a proposal for us to, we already had instituted a little account, building fund account, but I wrote a little paper on church worship place, and we all agreed that within a 10-kilometer radius from the camp where we were meeting in St. John's School, we would look around for a place, and we had 36,000 rupees at that time. And Lena stood up and made an objection that we were not doing enough on evangelism and all the other goals. She was very, very aggressive then. Four goals were set for DCC, not four, it's actually five. Evangelism, hospital and institution visitations like orphanages, and mission fields to be visited, to have an annual camp and institute a one-on-one discipleship. And that fifth one was very important because our name is Disciples Community Church, deliberately chosen. We move on to 1990, when Vivek Hebbal stepped down as elder. It might be connected to that controversy and issues with the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. And we had a heated discussion on giving an honorarium to Robin Nunes, and that was not unanimously agreeable, so we deferred that decision because we had a policy that all decisions would be made only if God brought us to unanimity. And Robin Nunes then agreed to train worship leaders. Cell groups in homes were begun, which is now the home fellowship groups. And I was affirmed with Ashok Charles. I was the elder, Ashok Charles, affirmed as deacons. In those years, we used to have a public little ceremony to affirm the elder and deacon, or deaconesses. 1991 brings us to our seventh AGM, when again, and this used to be almost annual affirmation, so that the church knew who were the elders, who were the deacons, who were the deaconesses. And three goals for worship place. Again and again this would come up. We need our own worship place. So we decided we have a little bit of money, let's rent a better place instead of grubby looking St. John's School, and use the interest otherwise to rent a better school hall like Bishop's or some other school. And then if those two didn't work out, set a 15 to 20 year deadline to raise enough funds to purchase a place, so that the building fund would become a regular thing. It used to get announced every Sunday. Ninth AGM in 1993, working committees were appointed because we felt we needed to be more effective in our work. So there was a finance committee, there was an evangelism committee, there was an instep committee, welcoming new members committee, and washing tablecloths committee. I think we had two tablecloths and we needed a committee for that. And then the library was organized. So the library is not a new idea. And you can think of it, you know, we used to have a lot of books and it all disappeared because we were not organized. And there was a possibility of a land in Kondwa. That was a proposal, didn't work out. And someone made a statement at the AGM that the Bible says, that was something that I omitted, but people needed certificates, people needed someone to sign off as pastor, because that's the tradition in most schools and places which need a church certificate. And so I was appointed with a designated title. At the same time, we decided And you can note that here, that we look out for an assistant pastor to share the responsibilities and then be mentored to become the pastor. 1994, the 10th AGM, a team was formed to explore possibility of purchasing land in Kondwa. A very slippery subject from day one. And so we go on to 1995, when there was a flat or a plot purchase discussed, and some of us got so frustrated, we said, forget storing up money in the bank. Let's spend the money on evangelism instead of a place of worship. But because it was designated, the decision was it has to be for a place of worship. And so the Koskas had joined, and we moved from St. John's to the Koska residence. Ministries were quite a big thing. We started visiting the red light area. We started going to the Ramtingdi slums and Chambarwadi slums. Chambarwadi is near Kodagate, Nanamet. And kids that were adopted from Chambarwadi or the red light area were sent to the Kolhapur Church Council Hostel in Kadoli, and we were sending some funds there. And a team was formed to oversee all these ministries. The church in Bor had taken place. The Bhavis were staying there, not able to come to church, and they were meeting. And so DCC had decided to encourage that little house group. In 1996, we move on to having this very strange meeting with the UCNITA, the United Churches of North India Trust Association, and we entered into an 11-month agreement for an 11-month lease of Golshala. And so we had a place, we renovated it a little bit and moved our worship service to Golshala, and a medical clinic was begun at Golshala because we had several doctors in our membership, and someone was staying close to Koraman Park, servants' quarters in the railways, and so ministry was begun there, and Bor church or house group found Sanjay Rathod, one of the LN missionaries, and so DCC withdrew, and Sanjay Rathod and the Bor group were looking after the Bor church. Ram Tegri was handed over to the Nazarene church, and then a concern was raised at that time that we should have more than one elders. We used to have, and then there was a split which is not mentioned. Again, it's an incomplete list of milestones, but we needed plurality of godly elders constantly. This was raised. 1997, we gave another 6 lakhs. We had already given one, so totally 7 lakhs. And we entered into a 99-year lease for Golshala with UCNITA. And that 99-year lease was to be converted to ownership. It still not happened. But we have been told we all but own that place. The change report was filed with the Charity Commissioner to change the DCC address from Guru Nanak Nagar, which was originally the residence of Raju Thomas, one of our elders, and then became the headquarters of Grace to India. So DCC's address was in the wrong place for a long time, and changed to Golshala with an official change report. And Mukti Yojana School was started at Golshala. Avin Koska and Stephen Womba began to go through elder training, and we moved to 1998. 20 years of DCC, there was no celebration. We were very poor on celebrations. Yamshanks, Anybody remember?
Yes.
The Yamshacks? A very humble elderly couple. He was in charge of the print shop at Grace Community Church, and she was in the Spanish ministry at Grace to You. They gave up everything, packed up, lock, stock, and barrel, and came to India to live here till they die. That was their commitment. It didn't work out eventually, but they were here as a godly couple to be with our children. And then Benjamin D'Souza, Vishram Bhave, and Ivan Koska stepped in for elder training. In 1999, we have Stephen Kwamba resigns. There were some challenges with the renovation of the DCC Golshala, and DCC publicly apologized at the AGM to the Kwambas for hurting them. And we moved in for amendments to the DCC Constitution, and we move into the year 2000. Property in Wanauri, Dube, who really took us into Dubgaya. There was a property he was building, and we had received some money designated for MY Center and primarily, but also other ministries of DCC. So we were negotiating with him. And I don't know if anyone remembers St. George's Church, Tron. Where is Tron? And there was this Maharashtrian girl, Deepa Kanholkar. An Irish church had some connection with me through the Lam Maharashtra ministry, and Deepa came and joined us. But before she came, this church got connected to us and gave us some funds for rehab project, which included the MY. And we rented Salisbury Park bungalow that was owned by Manoj Manwani to shift MY there from Golshala. 2002, PTI actually, at that time, was accepted as a DCC ministry, and Ernest Rogers appointed as administrator of the DCC, and we also incorporated an objective to work with the visually handicapped and print challenged, which was something that Aurora Ministry, Florida, was engaged in. And so we took that up as part of DCC ministry. We began a Marathi worship service at Golshala. This is not the first time we indulged in a Marathi worship service, but we took that up with Urtekar and Dongar Dive in conjunction with La Maharashtra. And we decided to negotiate with Manoj for his land in Wanauri. He had bought a piece of land, or had some connection with it, and also we started negotiating with someone known as SK Builders for property in Lulanagar. 2003, 19th annual general meeting. Please understand, these are all resolutions passed at the AGM. There was another possibility of property. Chandan Gardens. So we began to explore that and move on to 2006. I voluntarily stepped down as chairman and wanted to focus on DCC, PTS, the ABC, and provide by stepping back away from being a trustee or a committee member to provide DCC the opportunity to take leadership without me and be ready for the new pastor, Sandra Samuel. We come into 2008, and Sandra Samuel was inducted as pastor of DCC. Dr. Kadam, even I can't remember who this is. I had a property, and I don't know where it was, and Devu Road property was being explored, because we were even ready to move MY to Devu Road. Some of us oldies might remember some of these things. The PTI again became a hot potato, and we decided to hand over the ministry to Love Maharashtra. 2009, we set a deadline, because year after year we had this money from the Believers Foundation, TBF, and a deadline was set for one more year of looking for MY property, or else return the money to whomsoever TBF nominated by 2010. And so we come into 2010 and we return the money to TBF designated Love Maharashtra, and kept the remaining amount to be used for the ABC ministry. 2012 was another historical year where DCC split for the second time, and in the AGM the names of those who left was recorded. And we come into 2013, Erin Sasane was appointed as part of the pastoral staff, and again for the second time we decided to have amendments to the DCC constitution. Please note, this still has not been taken up. And then we have the 2014, which gave the committee at that time the idea that we needed help with our accounts, because there was so much happening with accounts, with government regulations, tax deduction at source, profession tax, audit, putting it all in tally. So we appointed Sachin Kamble as a consultant, besides having a part-time accountant. And then we had a special meeting, 2016, that is perhaps the highlight of this whole struggle for a place of our own. And a place was identified, and it was resolved to purchase the property we now are in as owners. Are we keeping it step? There's much more that happened. Many things have to be added on. It's going to become a very lengthy document. But are we really keeping it step? What is our vision? Ambition must lead to goals. Goals must have plans. Otherwise, they'll be hanging in suspense. Those plans must be implemented into action. We're going to become 42 next year. Middle age crisis. Or are we going to grow? Are we really keeping in step? Or we could ask the question, where are we going? Thank you.